Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
This week, I was writing a very important email to somebody, and I almost sent a very embarrassing email to somebody. And thank God that I was using Grammarly because it caught the mistake. So let me tell you, whether you're communicating with your team online, whether you're working on a project, you're writing a book, you're writing a blog post, maybe you're writing an Instagram post, Grammarly is the digital writing tool that you can rely on to get your message across clearly and effectively. It works on so many different platforms, including Gmail, Google Docs, and Slack. And it's so much more than just catching spelling mistakes. It can help you write confidently no matter where you are. So it's the digital writing assist that helps more than 20 million people put their best words forward. So if someone's a great writer, you might have to wonder if they're using Grammarly. So signing up for Grammarly account is free, and it gives you real-time spelling and grammar checks as you write. It works where you are so you can communicate clearly and confidently on every platform. So the coolest thing, so Grammarly Premium gives you advanced feedback on your tone, word choice, punctuation, and more. Here's what I love the most. When I was writing my book, my editor always said to me, say less. Say it in less words. Get your point across in less words. And that's exactly what Grammarly helps you with. So it has clarity suggestions. It's a feature that makes your sentences clear, concise, and crisp by cutting out unnecessary and redundant words, along with overused words. I am so guilty of that. So Grammarly Premium helps you write like a pro with advanced real-time feedback. So I want to offer you 20% off if you go and sign up now. Get 20% off Grammarly Premium when you sign up at grammarly.com/happy. That's 20% off Grammarly Premium at grammarly.com/happy. G-R-A-M-M-A-R-L-Y.com /happy. I hope you guys try it. I think it's going to make your writing so much better.
I'm telling you, 15 years in, life is way happier when you choose friends that you know your partner loves and likes and enjoys you being around, because then you can go do whatever the hell you want and you don't get any resistance from it.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said. What do you think, Chris? This is going to be a fun one. Why?
Because we are going to talk about how in the hell we managed to make it 15 years married so far.
Together 18.
Together 18, married 15. So for those of you listening, we just celebrated our 15th anniversary. And honestly, the time's flown by. No relationship is perfect by any means, but damn, it's been fun and amazing overall. And we wanted to share how it is that we've made it through ups and downs and financial highs and financial lows and fights and wins and losses and deaths and goals and accomplishments and that entire roller coaster that everybody goes through their own version of that ride, of that roller coaster. We wanted to share a few really actionable and tangible reasons as to how in the heck we've managed to do it for 15 years and counting.
Yeah. You know, this is not going to be the episode where we go in on our backstory, but definitely when we say it's been so much fun and it's been so worth it, there have been some crazy challenges. And in the moment you can't see, it's literally like, you know, you cannot see through how you're going to get to the end. There's just no light. But it's been so, so worth it. So number one, I have put, decide what flaws you can accept and accept them fully.
Ooh, like accept them fully. You mean like once you've accepted it, damn it, don't ever bring up that flaw again.
Pretty much.
Yeah. People need to grasp this because they're kind of like, yeah, I can live with that. But they bring it up for years and years and years and years.
Exactly. This is kind of like, and it's actually not like it at all, but it is. It's like deciding what you have either forgiven or what you're good with. And you just fully like completely own it and know that you can't change them. So that's something really huge because you can't change people. And guess what? You have flaws too, that person also has to accept fully. So I know one for me, just for example, and it's so stupid, but it was like, you cannot put your clothes in the laundry basket to save your life. Like it's literally impossible until I ask you.
It's so weird.
And so in the beginning of the marriage, like we couldn't afford a housekeeper at all. So I would just literally just breathe through it and pick up all his stuff that was around the laundry basket. It just could never go in. And because I am like a psychotic cleaner, this drove me crazy. I took it personal. Like every single item of clothing on the floor was a personal attack. Like you'd throw it down and be like, that stupid wench. Like I just literally was like, he must not love me. Like this must be how he doesn't love me. And that wasn't at all because you did so many incredible things all of the time for me. You were like husband of the year majority of the time. But then that was one of the big things for me that I was like, you know what? I've talked to him about this. This isn't changing. It's never going to change. What is something that we could do in order to make this better for me? Number one, I accepted it. Number two, when we started making better money, we got a cleaner and I literally don't notice anymore at all. We got an amazing housekeeper and I'm like, oh, thank God, this woman is saving my marriage.
I love that. For you, I don't know what I would say. That is a flaw I've accepted. You're perfect, babe. Okay. Number two, this is one that I think is really important, and that is take it on a walk. Now, really, the metaphor here is Lori and I happen to walk every single day. It's a non-negotiable. But when I say take it on a walk, it's really create the tradition. the daily tradition of having space where you remove yourself from your home, from your the place where you normally do battle, and have this safe container to put out things when there's smoke, not when they are fire. Let me repeat this. Daily container to put out things when there's smoke, not when they've turned into a raging fire. Here's what happens in relationships. In the beginning, you're all in love and it's amazing and you work really hard on it. Then when you get the relationship into a really good spot, what do? You put it up on the shelf. Oh, look at that shiny relationship up there. It looks great. And then you turn your attention to building a really great business or a really great career or really great family. And you forget to take that relationship down off the shelf and it gathers dust and it gets dirty and problems build up inside of it, right? We avoid that by every single day taking the relationship off the shelf, so to speak, and polishing it. And we do that in this very safe container that we know, even if I have a problem at 10 a.m. in the morning, I know later on I get to talk about it on the walk. And by the way, every walk is not like talking about problems. More than half the walks are dreaming. And there's the other half of the secret.
Oh,
couples that dream together, couples that know what the other one wants, couples that know like what is excites the other one right now are the couples that make it. So take it on a walk. And by the way, I want to tell everyone I figured out how much we have walked since we've been married for 15 years. Are you ready for this?
Well,
if you take 15 years times 365 days a year, because guys, we have walked a minimum of 3 miles a day every single day of our life. And the days that we couldn't go for a walk, we have outweighed those days 3 to 1 on days where we went 6 miles or 9 miles or even 12 miles. Remember, we used to go 12 miles all the time.
Yeah, those were epic walks. We would come up with so many ideas or business ideas, or I wish that we could. Probably everything we've ever come up with has been birthed on a walk.
So ready for this? Even if you just took 3 miles, which we've totally exceeded, times 365 days a year, times 15 years, you and I have walked over 16,425 miles together working shit out.
Wow.
16,425 miles.
How far is it to the moon?
I have no idea.
I bet we've walked to the moon.
Oh, man.
Oh man.
I don't know. Oh, wait, I'm going to Google it.
Google it. All right. Number three, like fully support, decide. My number three is decide to support. And what does that look like? So what does this mean? You know, you're going to have a lot of crazy ideas in your marriage, your partnership, your relationship. And what's going to happen is you're going to have to try it on and you're going to have to decide if you're going to support it or not.
Try it on for size. This is the most important thing.
But something that you cannot do is say, yeah, babe, I'm so excited for that idea that you're doing. I'm so excited for that thing. And then fully support. And then one day decide that you think it's costing too much money. Or without, I'm not saying that maybe it's not. I'm saying have a conversation about it. But you can't just go cold and say, this is stupid anyway, or why are we doing this? Or I don't want to support your stupid fantasy, different things like that, which is when you get in the moment, right? When you're upset, maybe if there isn't money for certain things, because you are supporting a bigger vision, a long-term vision, something for the future, you have to either go all in on what you guys are doing together and what you're dreaming about together, because it's no longer his dream or my dream. It's our dream. So if you're going to support that wild, crazy dream, you have to go all in. Yeah. So go all in on the support if you agreed on it from the beginning. So I'm not saying they come to you and say, hey, I want to, you know, who knows? What's a crazy dream? I have no idea. I want to.
How about you? I want to shut down my entire fitness subscription and I want to stop doing e-courses. I want to walk away from almost $2 million a year in guaranteed income and I want to start an alcohol company. That's exactly it, right?
Yep.
Like that's literally a great example of, I had to be willing to try that on for size.
For sure.
And what's the payoff? The payoff is you are crushing it right now and you are in your like flow and you're amazing to be around. And I'd be missing out on all that if I didn't try that on for size.
Yeah. And with a potential of an insane future.
Yep.
I mean, I think it's going to be insanely amazing no matter what, because of the growth and the people and the network that we're, you know, in the God, just all the things we're learning from it and the different ideas that are coming from it and the expansiveness of a big idea, meaning you get a big idea, guess what comes with it? Other big ideas and other opportunities. And I already feel that. So yeah, I literally just feel that one to my core for people, because a lot of you are on a growth trajectory along with your partners. And it's like, If you agree from the beginning, you got to go all the way to the end of that vision.
If you're expecting your partner to be the same person that you married 15 years ago or 5 years ago or 25 years ago, whatever your duration is,
yeah,
then you're going to have an expectation hangover, a letdown.
Yeah.
Nobody's supposed to stay the same. The people doing it right are changing dynamically. Mm-hmm. And so you got to be signed up to try those changes on for size. If it's not a fit, great. You can have a conversation about it later, but here's what happens. Here's why I think this one's so important is because at least when I'm willing to try it on for size, or at least when you're willing to try it on for size, the other person doesn't feel rejected in their new dream or their new direction that they're excited about. Right?
Totally.
And so we try everything on for size. If it's a fit, great. If not, then at least we honored the other person.
Yep. 100%.
Okay.
It's the conversation. So, number four
is
shorten the pain.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
Pain. Okay. I love this one. I figured out long ago that if I wasn't going anywhere, if I was committed to staying married, then why would I drag out a fight, drag out bad feelings, drag out anger? I mean, you know, I know people that fight for a week, but they also know that they're not going anywhere. So then why the hell would you waste 7 days of feeling crappy?
Yep.
This one kills me. So if you're committed to staying in the marriage, if you're committed to staying in the relationship,
yeah,
then shorten the pain.
Yes. This is one
end
of my favorites. I
can
this all
be
the time.
More in love with being happy than you are with being right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, why would you, and this doesn't mean you have to give up everything that you stand for, but why would you drag out bad feelings and anger when you don't feel good and your partner doesn't feel good when you know you're not going anywhere anyways?
Yeah. There's going to be a few views that you just can't agree on. Like, there have been times where you or I have said something to each other in the heat of the moment, meaning, you know, maybe I'm really busy in the middle of a project or you're really busy during the day and we're short with each other. And the other person doesn't realize they're short. And one person's like deciding to take it really personal. Like, and the other person's like, I'm sorry. I don't think I was being short. I was just being focused on whatever that is. Now, I see it all the time. People are like, no, admit you were being short. Like, you have to say this to me or whatever that is. Yeah. Like, really choosing these different, like starting fights over
people
small things.
Dumb battles.
And it's like, so here's what I'm saying. It's not that I don't want the apology from you, but if you actually don't think you were short with me and I actually do think you were short with me, I'm probably going to let that one go. Mm-hmm. Because to me, I have to say, you know what? Is it true that he was in the middle of a project? Yes. Is it true that I know how he gets really focused in the middle of a project? And also know that he doesn't like to be distracted, even if I think it's important, during the middle of a project. Those things are all true. So with that said, I'm like, got it. I knew that already. He didn't think he was being short and I might've thought it was rude, but it was actually just me interrupting his flow. And so I'm going to let that go because it's not worth it to me to make up this, to like make up a fight. Yep. Now that might be a bad example, but those are examples that happen every single day around this house of little tiny choices that you're like, not important at all. Like, I want to go on with the happiness. Let him finish what he was doing. Come back when you know he's going to give you his attention.
Yep.
So, or when you have his attention.
Shorten the pain and pick the battles.
Absolutely.
Number five,
be highly aware of your environment and your influences
on your
relationship.
Don't pick shitty friends that you know your significant other hates you being around. It's not worth it. I'm sorry. It's just not. Like, why would you want your significant other to hate when you go out with so-and-so or when you hang around so-and-so, especially if every time you come back from so-and-so, you're a little slightly different person, right? Maybe they have an impact on you or an influence on you. I'm telling you, 15 years in, life is way happier when you choose friends that you know your partner loves and likes and enjoys you being around, because then you can go do whatever the hell you want and you don't get any resistance from it.
So just to clarify, because you didn't clarify though, on the person, it's not like I'm just picking a friend because I don't like them, right? Or you're picking my friend because you don't like them. It's because
it's
maybe they're not
to the feedback that I don't like this person, either triggers me or I don't like you being around this person or things like that.
Because they don't feel trustworthy or whatever that is. You're not just picking. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not just picking a person. It's like, okay, every time you go with this person, you're out till 4 a.m, which you're not ever, but just using that as an example, because I know that happens with people. Like, you know, it's just the expectation hangover of, I've had friends who in the past were like, you know, they go with this person and they're out until 4 a.m. and they don't call me. okay, well, that's going to be a problem in your marriage if your partner is choosing this person and choosing to ignore what you feel your needs are.
Here's another rendition of this, of pick good friends or don't choose shitty friends that your partner doesn't like. As a couple,
yeah,
hang around other couples that behave the way you want to behave, or that view marriage the way you want to view marriage, or that see relationships the way you want to see relationships. Don't hang around other couples that are going to cause a fight every single night because they can't help but fighting.
Yeah, we've had that in the past.
People that do this, and it's ridiculous.
We've stopped hanging around those people. We won't even. We've gone to a couple dinners.
I don't like the way he talks to her or whatever.
I was like, that's that. Yep. I cannot be with someone who doesn't respect their partner.
Yep.
Cannot do it. Because that's just, it wears off. You and I are, it's strong. Like, we are so strong, but you're around that enough, it wears off, or it's just wearing on you. It's not on the up and up. And honestly, if you want to be, you know, a lot of you listening to this want to be a successful couple or a power couple or an entrepreneurial couple, man, you got to hang around people who are big dreamers as well, because what's going to happen is you're going to have these big dreams. You're not going to feel safe to tell them, and you're going to start downgrading because it's not going to feel possible. You're going to start downgrading your dreams. You're going to start settling for things that you don't want to settle for.
Yep.
So it's not that you can't see those people. There are people who play certain roles in your life, right? Rare people that play roles in your life. And you know, sometimes you have your friendships that are your adventure friends. You're going to like always go hiking with them and like have the best time, and they're going to show you the world in a way that you don't see. So there is definitely different genres, right? And then you have your business friends, and then you have, you know, those are the people that just like light you both up. You love to talk about business with these couples. Then maybe you just have your really wise friends that just really look at the world in a certain way, and really help you out with different problems or marital problems or whatever that looks like. So they definitely play roles. I'm not saying everyone has to be a freaking go-getter, but everybody has to give you energy or benefit you.
Yep.
And you have to benefit them as well. So make sure you do that.
And one last one.
This is just a bonus one. This is just pause. Pause to choose your battles. Kind of like what we were talking about with shorten the pain. Just give yourself that pause. I can't tell you how much the pause has saved so many things for both of us. You can't take your words back. Those are remembered. Those are felt. Sometimes you get in those fights where you're just like, oh, was that the one that just really could put us over the edge? It's not that you're not going to have those, but they kind of need to get few and far between, into a place where they become very, very few, right? Yeah. Because you cannot take those back. Those last a very, very long time, if not forever. Yeah. So take a pause, take a breath so that you can choose your words and get to the end and commit to that success together.
Well, that's it. Our 6 tips to how in the heck we managed to stay happily married for 15 years.
We better use these.
Happy anniversary, babe. I love you.
Happy anniversary. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. Let us know what you loved about this episode.
DM us. I want to hear. One of the 6 that you needed the most. DM us.
Yeah, or shoot us a story. I like to see it on stories. So I like you to tag us on stories and share your biggest takeaway. That would be awesome.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Okay, you guys, until next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently. And most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.